Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. Do you know my father? John 1 verses 11 and 12 says, He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. And then in 1 John 3 verse 1 we read, See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. I listen to David, and he brags about God as his shepherd, and David makes a great case. Then I listen to Abraham, great guy, a man of faith and courage. Did you know that Abraham and God were so close that God was Abraham's friend? That is awesome that their relationship was so meaningful and special. Stop and think about Moses. Moses was 80 years old when he met God personally. Prior to that, he knew of God, but that day in the desert, Moses came face to face with God, figuratively speaking. That conversation by the burning bush was out of this world. I don't know if I would have had the courage to argue with God like Moses did. But for the next 40 years of his life, Moses and God had a relationship like no other. In fact, here's how Moses was eulogized in Deuteronomy 34. Since then, no prophet has risen in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. One more. I want to talk about the Hebrew boys in Babylon. They were thrown in a fiery furnace. This fire was turned up so much that the soldiers who threw these boys in the fire, they died just from the heat of the fire. Well, our three brave young men were delivered by none other than God. The God they serve was their deliverer. Great statements by these guys, but move over. Let me tell you about my God. God is my shepherd. God is my friend. And I say that reverently. God is my deliverer. God is a whole lot of things to me, but listen to me carefully. And you don't have to agree with me, but this is my story, my favorite role, my most precious relationship. The title that I cherish the most is that I am a son of God. I, Clyde Bailey, am a son of God. Before you go feeling sorry for me, let me tell you that I had the distinct pleasure and privilege of having two fathers, a biological father and an adopted father. And in both cases, I was the only son. They both died within 6 months of each other, and that was tough for me. But when I say to you, I have a father above all fathers, you have no clue what I'm talking about. I don't know about you, but I was a sinner, desperately in need of salvation. Sinner by birth and sinner by nature. My character was that of a sinner. Here comes Jesus. We read it in the John 1 passage. Imagine, Jesus came to earth and he gave first dibs to his own. And those jokers did not receive him as their savior. They rejected him. Then Jesus flew the gate wide open and he announced to all of us on the other side, whosoever will may come. Truth is, he found me and chose me and cleaned me up, forgave me of all my sins, and here I was just reveling in redemption. Here I am excited that I'm a child of God. What did I just say? A child of God. What is going on? I mean, Jesus saved me, Jesus rescued me, Jesus forgave me, but what does it mean that I am a son of God? My friend, I cannot explain it, but between God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, I have been made a son of God. Here's the deal. God the Son redeemed me from sin. God the Holy Spirit sealed the deal. He came to live inside of me, and since then, he constantly reminds me that I am a son of God the Father. At first, it did not make sense to me, and it still doesn't, but as someone who was adopted, you realize that God the Father chose me not out of pity, but out of love. Listen, I know some people who have some great fathers. I know some fathers who are amazingly wonderful, but you've got to believe me when I tell you that you ain't seen nothing yet until you get to know who is my father. God is everything to me, but to be called a son of God is the highest honor that I could have ever been given. My father is the creator of the universe. My father provides for me always. My Father protects me. You know protection when you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, when you are in the fiery furnace, when you're going through the worst storms of your life. He never fails to protect. My Father watches over me all the time, regardless of where I am. Sometimes I mess up and mess up real bad, so bad that even I am ashamed of myself. But my Father loves me so much that even if he has to chastise me, even if he has to discipline me, he does it with so much love that I cannot be mad at him because he forgives me over and over and over again. The second text is critical. People around me cannot understand that little old me, that I'm a son of God, and that is because they don't know my Father. They don't. Anyone who knows my Father is someone who can say, Clyde, I know what you're talking about because he is my Father too. Do you know my Father? Let me tell you who is my Father. He is God. He is the supreme God. He is the mighty God, the one and only true God, the everlasting Father, the great I am. My Father, who is God, he loves me and nothing can separate me from his love.